Chapter 25. And action, Bongo whispered. Little Flash waddled out to the middle of the lawn. He lay down on his side and curled up. He closed his eyes. He drew back his lips, revealing tiny, needle-sharp teeth. Perfect, Bongo said. Try foaming at the mouth, dear, Harry Spiders called. Down the street, we could see Stephen approaching. Luckily, Summer was just a few yards behind him. Flash leapt up. How am I doing, Ma? Wonderfully, my baby, said Harry Spiders. Mummy's so proud of her little bitty opossum. Be dead, Bongo cried. Oh, yeah, Flash shrugged. I kind of forgot. Aunt Bongo. I'm not your aunt, Bongo said. I'm not even a member of your species. Well, that doesn't really matter, I chided. Be dead, Bongo cried again. Flash hiccuped. Oh, my, said Harry Spiders. He does that when he's nervous. How come I can't be dead, Mom? Asked Rose Petal. Newbies, quiet, Bongo commanded. Flash, stop hiccuping, dude. Here they come, I whispered. Stephen and Summer. The hiccups got louder. Flashlight, Bongo said. Now! Don't call him that, his mother cried. Flashlight froze. He stopped hiccuping. Foam dripped from his mouth. His half-opened eyes were glazed and unseeing. The works, Bongo whispered. Brilliant. Stephen found Flash first. Summer was close behind. What should we do? Stephen asked. Success, I thought. They were actually talking to each other. Don't touch it, said Summer. It might be rabid. Or it could just be plain dead. I read that opossums will do that. I'll go get my mom. Maybe she can call someone. Sounds good, said Summer. To my disappointment, Stephen and Summer nodded at each other and promptly went into their separate houses. And once again, that was that. All that work, just for a few moments of conversation? How exactly did people make friends? How hard could it be? Still, I reminded myself, Stephen and Summer had spoken to each other, and that was a good first step, wasn't it? Flash, Bongo called, time to go back to your den, buddy, before they come back. Flash remained frozen in a little opossum ball. Flash, I called. Flash, baby, Harry Spiders yelled. Oh, my, said Big U. I don't think your baby's acting. My baby, my precious Flash, cried Harry Spiders. And Flash's brothers and sisters began to wail. You really should have used one of my U's, Big U said. Flash, stop being dead, Bongo yelled. She hopped over to Flash and gently poked him with her beak. How dare you peck my son, Harry Spiders yelled. Flash, I'll save you, baby. Harry Spiders dashed out of her hollow, scrambled down my trunk, and promptly fainted. Oh, great, said Bongo. Just fantastic. Like mother, like son. What now, wise old tree? You grab Flash, I instructed. Fresh baked bread and Big U. Can you rescue Harry Spiders? Pull her over to Fresh's den under the porch. Harry Spiders called my children boisterous, Big U said. Big U said my children stink, Fresh baked bread said. Over 2 centuries of life, and I'd hardly ever raise my voice. This was one of those times. Now, I commanded, just as the door to Stephen's house opened. You'd be surprised how fast raccoons and skunks can be when they are motivated. Chapter 26. Stephen and his mother eventually gave up trying to find the mysterious baby opossum. Summer watched them from her living room window, but she didn't venture out. After about an hour, Harry Spiders and Flashlight woke up and returned on wobbly legs to their den. And that was that. Again. Don't worry, I told Bongo. Third time's a charm. What's that supposed to mean? It's just something people say. Charm, Bongo sneered. Did you know that's what people call a bunch of hummingbirds? No, actually. Hummingbirds, which, let's face it, are pretty much just overdressed flies. But a bunch of us crows together? Guess what we get to be called? What? A murder of crows. Can you believe it? A bunch of trees, you're a grove. A bunch of raccoons, a gaze. Bongo flapped her wings. But crows? We're a murder. Are you quite finished? I asked. Sorry, I'm worried about you, and I get grumpy when I'm worried. Bongo plucked out a piece of new grass and tossed it aside. I have one more plan to get Summer and Stephen talking, I said. How about a plan to get you not turned into a picnic table? I can't control everything in life, Bongo, I said gently. And if I could, what fun would that be? But this little thing, this wish of Summer's, I can make it happen. I hesitated. Well, at least I think I can. I don't understand why this matters so much to you. She reminds me of a little girl I knew a long time ago. You're a Batinsky, said Bongo wearily, but I love you anyway. She looked at me with something like the crow version of a smile. Beak open, head cocked, eyes gleaming. So what's plan number 3?